What was the thought process on moving the Shiva to iOS?
Well, it was mostly for pure practical reasons. We had ported Gemini Roo earlier this year, and we decided we wanted to port something else, and we just had a baby, so we wanted to do something. We figured we would use the Shiva because it was our shortest and relatively simplest game. But when we bumped it over to mobile, the graphics were so small, the sprites were so tiny, that it was impossible to play. So we thought about it. We either thought, well, maybe we just move on to something else, which, like, all of our other games are just so much more complicated, like Resonance, Primordia, even Blackwell. Blackwell is just, it's, if we were going to do one, we had to do all of them, so that was going to take a long time. It seems we might as well just bite the bullet and redo all of the Shiva, just to get it on mobile. And so we did. We got my usual artist, Ben Chandler, to redo all the graphics. So all the graphics are redone. All the music's been redone. The original composer learned I was doing it, asked if he could redo the music, so I told him okay. And so that's all been redone, and been redone for mobile. And we've been doing the PC version alongside of that. So the side benefit is that since it looks much nicer now, Steam is finally taking it, and GOG is taking it, and they wouldn't even look at it before. So we're excited about that.
I mean, how does this feel? That game was like your baby. You know, that was the first one, really.
It was the very, very first game I ever did, and I'm glad my wife is the one working on it, because I look at my old games, and all I see are the flaws. Like, it's very hard for me to remain objective. And if I was working on it, I would want to change everything. I'd be like, okay, we got to redo this. I got to redo this. This sucks. Like, you know, whatever. And but since my wife is working on it, and she isn't as close to it as I am, she can be dispassionate and just do it, and which is all it needs to be. Because I don't want to get too crazy and redo the whole thing. I will redo, like, we don't want to redo all the gameplay, for that matter. All the gameplay is exactly the same. The story, dialogue, everything is exactly the same. But it looks and sounds completely different.
For the people that haven't experienced the game the first time, can you give them a little sneak peek on what the game is about?
Oh, sure.
What they should expect?
The game is called The Shiva, and it is a murder mystery starring a rabbi. He gets involved because a former member of his congregation, who he didn't get along with, was murdered and had left the rabbi a significant amount of money. And he wants to know why, so he decides to pay a Shiva call, hence the name, and try to learn about the man and why he died and why he left him this money. And of course that leads him into more than he bargained for.
Playing through the game thus far on the iOS, what you've seen so far, how do you think people that bought the game originally will feel about this one? Why should they pick this one up?
I mean, it's pretty much it's a lot prettier. The original game, say what you like about it, it is not a pretty game. I got it, I made it in a month, I think, so I couldn't, and I didn't really have a budget, so I took what I could get. And I think if you liked the game but were put off by the graphics, this is a good time to pick it up, to play it again. If you wanted to play the game but were put off by the graphics, this is also a good time to pick it up. It's still pixel art, it's still low res, but it's a lot nicer low res. The characters are much bigger, the environments are bigger, they're not as tiny and small and blocky as they were. Yeah, I mean, it's the exact same game. So if you don't care about the graphics, you don't need to pick it up again, unless you want to support my wife and I and our newborn baby.
How do you want the remastered version to be remembered, say, like 4 or 5 years from now? I mean, you guys are making a ton of games, so...
Yeah.
How do you want this to kind of, like, fit into, you know, Wadjet Eye Games' legacy, so to speak?
Well, there's no real way I want it, the remastered version, to be remembered. I want the game itself to be remembered. And, this is just a good way of getting it out to a larger audience, because now, like I said, Steam is taking it, GOG is taking it. They never looked at it before. So I want to get my stuff out there as much as I can. So this is a good way of doing that. I want people to remember them, really. I mean, the people who play the Shiva still talk about it. They still talk about it. So now even more people are going to be playing it and talking about it, and I like that.